Well, welcome back to the podcast. This is your host, Sophia Vaughn. I am so excited to be on here. This is honestly a very spontaneous episode that I'm releasing because we're currently in the Because Jesus Said So series. But I wanted to come on here to talk about something that the Lord has really been teaching me a lot this month because I'm taking a class in my Bible college class that is called Love, the Way to Victory. And it is amazing. I love the course. It is such a good refresher of understanding how to love others well, how to love yourself, but ultimately how to love the Lord above everything else. And it's an amazing course. So I highly, highly recommend this class specifically. I wanted to come on here because, which I haven't been on here by myself, y'all, in over a year. So it's kind of a weird feeling because I love sitting down with people and just deep diving into their life. That's just kind of how I'm wired. But I wanted to come on here because the Lord has just, just given me a word that I really wanted to share with y'all because it's blown my mind. So I'm watching The Bachelor, and I know if you're judging me, I understand why you're judging me, and I get it. I would judge myself too. But as I'm sitting here watching the show, I was just kind of, just thinking, whatever. And the Lord just began just kind of speaking to my heart, having a God moment. Because on the show, it's one man trying to find love amongst 30 plus women. And all these women are just talking about on camera, like just how much they want to fall in love. And like, this person's the one. And this specific episode, it's finding like Miss Right. And it's kind of funny a little bit. I will say, some of the stuff that you do see on there, it's pretty wild. But as I'm watching that, I was just kind of thinking a lot, just like on, I guess, marriages in general, because marriages, we live in a culture where it's now 50-50 on terms of a marriage will succeed or not, which is crazy to me to think that it's literally like flipping a coin. But I believe marriages are a very sacred, beautiful thing that the Lord has created, meant to reflect Jesus and the church. And so I love it. I love just the intentionality that God does bring when it comes to marriage and the bond, the depth of love that there is there. And so I felt the Lord really kind of zoning me in on something very specific to that, and understanding that many times we tend to rush ourselves into relationships and miss the whole concept of the gift of being alone with the Lord. And we all know it's called singleness, because I think that even obviously in your marriage, you do seek the Lord, pursue the Lord together. And, also you're both on a journey with God alone, but there is something very special about when it's you and God, like teaching you about devotion in the Lord. God just began to just download so much in that, and just bringing revelation to understanding that marriage, it is a very sacred thing. And because it's so sacred, God really wants to teach us of what it looks like to love. Because many times we go into relationships and we don't understand how to love. And the only way to understand love is by going to love at its source, which is God. God is love. And how I know that is in 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. But let's break that down for a second. Let us love one another, for love is from God. So love, when we're loving others, it's not coming from ourselves. It is coming from the Lord. Like, he has provided that source for us to love people around us well. It also, I love how in the passage when it says, whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. So that means there is a level of intimacy. There is an association. When you love, you're associating with Jesus. You're associating with the Lord. And then it kind of breaks it down even more, even deeper. And it says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Ultimately, love is the essence of who God is. And another scripture that God really tied me into in that, in 1 Corinthians 13:13, that we all know. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And I love that, because ultimately the Lord is, he's the greatest above everything else. And so understanding that there is so much weight when it comes to love, and knowing that when you are loving, you are closest to God. Many times we rush into relationships that are not healthy for us. We rush into situations that end up breaking us because we never have taken the opportunity to actually understand how to love, understand love in itself. And I remember walking through this journey with God back in 2018, I believe. and I was across the world. I was in Spain, and I remember I was at a like low point kind of in my life, in the sense of I didn't really know who I was, you know, like what was God wanting to do with my life. And there were so many things happening at that time and just dealing with insecurities. And I remember in that month being in Spain, God really taught me this so much. And I think it really has shaped me to who I am today. I believe that because God was teaching me three things: how to love God, how to love myself, and how to love others well, in that order. Because I believe that many times we try to go immediately to the last thing, but the reason we can't love others well because we never learned the first step, which is loving God and knowing that love is the Lord and deep diving into what that really means. All at once, as I'm literally watching this show, this is all is happening. Like the Lord is downloading that in this very moment. And I just remember just being like, oh, wow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've heard these things before in church. I've heard these things in my life. But I think the Lord has a way of bringing you to a greater depth, to a greater understanding of this. And so I think the Lord really just gave me an even clearer perspective and just his heart, I think, for us, for people that are wanting to find love in their life in terms of like romance and all those things. It's a beautiful thing to want that. In the same hand, I want people to really know that before we even step into a new relationship, allow the Lord to teach you what love looks like in its purest form. Allow him to show you who he is, to teach you unconditional love, because God's going to give you the greatest love that there is, unfailing love, unconditional love, a love that exceeds anything else. And when you begin to journey with God of saying, okay, Lord, teach me these things. Show me what it looks like to love in a way that you have built it to be. It changes the whole game. Obviously, we're not perfect. There's going to be moments where love is tested in your life. You're able to really reel back into the source. So when your source is from the Lord, then you're in good company. There is a refreshment to that. But culturally, this is why marriages tend to fail. Why is there a 50-50 chance in marriages? Is because we try to find love out of our own strength. We try to find love from our flesh, from the things that the world offers. And that's why marriages fail more often. Why relationships fail more often. Why that friendship fails quicker. You know what I mean? Like that's, I believe that that's why it's easy for us to, when we get hurt the first time, to just leave one and done and call it a day. But it's when we do switch that direction, switch the source and say, okay, I want where I go to receive love to come from the Father, from God himself. And then you begin to go on this journey and to learn all about love. Because as scripture talks about it in, let me find the passage for y'all. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Now, when we read that, we're just like, there is no way I can do all those things all the time. I know that I can't. I can't always be patient. I can't always be kind. You know, the list goes on, right? So we think it's impossible. But that's when we go to the Lord to say, God, help me to be these things. Teach me to be these things. Because that's ultimately all these things that we are reading in this passage is the Lord. You're reading the essence of who God is. He's kind, he's patient, he's loving, he's not arrogant or rude. He rejoices with the truth. He bears all things. You know what I mean? Like the list goes on and on and on. And so that is the first step when it comes to that, is understanding that in order for us to love others well, we have to understand love in its form. And that is the Lord. And I think too, I heard this recently, someone share this, that whenever we read about loving others, love others as yourself, we immediately go to love others, right? But really, when you break that down, love others as yourself, when you read that second part of it, many times, or honestly, all the time, how we love others is a projection of how we are loving ourselves. Now, I'm not talking, when I say like loving yourself, I'm not saying like being conceited and so self-absorbed. I'm not talking about that form of love. But what I'm saying is you're not objectifying yourself in a way where you're prideful or you are being very condescending of yourself, devaluing yourself, you know, talking bad about yourself in the way where you're just like, oh, I'm just ugly, I'm a loser, I'm a failure, you know, all those things. That's not, I'm talking about when you're able to say like, I am a child of God, I am made in the image of the Lord, you know, you're speaking the truth of God over yourself, that form of love, to know that loving yourself through the lenses of the cross with grace and mercy. And so many times, as I said before, we are loving others based off of how we are loving ourselves. So again, as the Lord was teaching me these things in Spain, like that three-step process of loving the Lord with all that you are, and then loving yourself through the cross, right? Jesus, that's where Jesus comes in. Then loving your neighbors. And so those first two steps have to be functioning in order for you to love others well. That is something that the Lord has just been blowing my mind on so much, especially through this class that I'm taking, of knowing that love is the greatest of them all. It really, really is. It's a beautiful thing. I wanted just to share that with y'all because I think that as I just like listen to just different things and, you know, culture with all these different love shows and, you know, people like sobbing on TV of wanting to feel loved. And, you know, I mean, we hear all of it. And but these are real people with real emotions and processing real situations. And it really does break my heart in so many ways, because deep down, we've all walked through that journey. Not all of us have been on TV and, you know, express our emotions like that. But I think if we were really honest with ourselves and honest with people around us, whether we're walking through this now or have walked through this, we can say, oh, I've been there where I hit a breaking point of, I just want to be loved. I want someone to love me back. I, you know, the list of those things. And so I want to encourage someone to know that you are very much loved. You're very much seen by love itself, and that is God. He loves you so deeply. That is why singleness is a beautiful, beautiful gift. And that's why I always say, don't rush the season where God is saying, I want it to just be us, just you and me, because I want to show you what I have for you. I want to grow you in ways that you've never imagined, because that is an intentional thing that God has created for us. I hope that in everything I just said, I don't know if it made 100% sense, but I just felt like this was something that the Lord wanted me to share on here, because in the end, we all want to be loved. It's important to know that God of the universe, the one who knows the ugliest pieces of who we are, as well as the prettiest, he knows every thought, he knows our heart's motives. In spite of all the mess that we create for ourselves, he still looks at us with so much love and compassion. God loves us so deeply, and nothing on this earth could ever exceed that love. And I just want us to be able to soak in that, to know he loved us so deeply that the one thing that he held so tightly, his son, his beloved son, gave up to go to the cross so that we could have a life with the Father. There's so much weight to that, y'all. So thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I know I don't deserve it for sure, but I am thankful for it, that I get to spend every moment with the Lord, whether in my car, whether in my house, anywhere I go, I know I can just sit with the Lord. These beautiful, crazy revelations while I'm just in my most mundane moments. I hope that you were encouraged by this. I hope that you were challenged in it. But I hope that this can help you in your journey of understanding love. And maybe it's a good challenge to take those three steps and say, where am I on that? You know, in loving God, loving myself, and loving others. Are you practicing all of those things? So I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening, and also thank y'all for supporting the collection. And so share this podcast with people that you know that just need a good little booster and to hear the gospel. And great news as well is that I launched my creator shop, which is merchandise. And so if you're interested in that, you can check out the website. The link is here on the episode at the bottom with all of my other links. So I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, and I will chat with y'all on the next episode.